the changing isn't free. You've read it in the tea leaves and the tracks are on TV. Beware the Savage Show, 1984. They'll split your pretty cranium and fill it full of air and tell you that you're native, but rather you won't care.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Wednesday, December 8th, 2021. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond, the official narrative. I'd like to remind everyone RBN is listener-supported. Folks, please donate whatever is manageable. And remember, free speech cannot exist without being funded by we, the people. And of course, we do have multiple ways of donating, and we are going to get back on line the card payments via phone as soon as possible. And until then, though, I mean, we have PayPal and we have mail-in options. So please do what you can to support through these methods in this time period. This transition time for the station is crucial for you to help keep RBN alive, folks. And that goes to some of you listeners out there who've considered donating but haven't in the past. This is certainly the time period where it would be very appreciated, very noticed, you know, any increases from any of our listenership in that regard. So please do what you can. You can go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on our donate page, and use PayPal. It's an online means of transaction, which I've always found to be secure. Relatively speaking, I've never had any problems with it. Or you can mail in your donations, cash, check, or money order. And you can make those out to just the initials RBN, okay? Just the letters RBN on the money order or checks. And mail that to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And again, we greatly appreciate it, folks. Please help ensure that RBN continues broadcasting this uncensored content well into the future. And this is the canary in the coal mine, as RBN founder John Stadmiller was fond of saying. And when RBN goes down, that would be a very bad sign as far as the future of free speech. In the, well, when you look at the First and Second Amendment rights, what is intended to remain the freest nation, and what sets the example for freedom the world over? You know, we have to push back and continue to have our people in all positions, taking back once again that which has been gradually stolen away from us through infiltration of our enemies. I do have a regular Wednesday co-host here with me today in the form of Paul in California. Hello, Paul. Okay, well, maybe we don't have Paul with us yet. But he is he's in the process of connecting, and he plans to be here. He's usually here by this point, but okay. We'll have to send him a reprimand. You know, that's in addition to his COVID violations, which I'm sure are adding up over there in California. But I mean, really, we've had success, actually, folks. On that note, and during the interim here, as we get situated, let me refer you to the developments regarding the mandates. So we've had a federal judge now block Biden's BACS mandate for contractors. So now all three mandates for private sector companies and affiliations are now halted at the moment. Okay, so that's a good sign going forward. This is the latest defeat, of course, regarding these unlawful mandates, OSHA and CMS mandates, already receiving considerable reaction from the public. From the Daily Mail, they mention federal judge blocks Biden's last remaining COVID vaccine mandate rule on contractors due to vast economic and political significance. Judges have already blocked mandate being imposed on businesses or healthcare workers. Now, it's interesting how we have, this was from Blacklisted News. Found the story elsewhere. Of course, we used to have that gentleman on the station here. But anyhow, Blacklisted News had to get this from overseas. They're sourcing the Daily Mail in their source here. And of course, compared to any established media company in the U.S., I guess reporting on developments here is a little less sensitive in the censorship, even by the Daily Mail overseas, much better than quoting any of our figureheads. But so, yeah, on Tuesday, this happened. Yesterday, a federal judge blocked the last of Biden's administration COVID-19 vaccine mandates for businesses, saying the government exceeded its authority with a requirement that millions of employees of federal contractors be inoculated. This ruling was the latest setback for President Joe Biden, who announced a series of measures in September aimed at increasing vaccination rates to fight the pandemic that continues to kill more than 1,000 Americans daily. With Tuesday's ruling, all three of Biden's broad vaccine mandates affecting the private sector have been put on hold by courts. Judges already issued a stay regarding one that applies to businesses with 100 or more employees, and another for a vaccine mandate targeting healthcare workers across the U.S. And again, I would say that is success. I mean, globally speaking, these nations are all getting these marching orders, though. I see it's evident even in the phrases, like Build Back Better, Great Reset. Everyone had been echoing for some time now. And it depends on where you are as far as how extreme. Of course, we are hearing about Australia and Austria, New Zealand. New Zealand PM admits there will be no end to vaccination programs, threatening to go to people who won't come forward for the jab. And of course, we're hearing about people just being in contact. People just in contact overseas, in Australia, that is, are being put in holding centers, detention centers, for at least a few weeks there. You've been found to come in contact with someone. You don't even have a positive test, but you've been known to come in contact with someone, blah, blah, blah. And it's amazing. I mean, Farron was just playing some audio of that on both the alternative media and also on the National Intel Report last night. For those who haven't caught night in the archives that segment, it looks like we do have Paul in California now here with us, though, folks. Sorry about the little delay. I kind of introduced you, Paul, before you were actually there a few minutes ago. But yeah, welcome.
Sorry for my delayed arrival.
You're very quiet. I can't really. I don't know if it's on your end. I can hardly hear you.
Can you hear me now? How's that? Richard, can you hear me?
No, it's still not too good. Now I suddenly am. Yeah.
Is it better now?
Yes, now it is.
I was going to say, sorry for my delayed arrival. Just getting over the Omicron. It was tough. I was down for the count for a while.
Oh, for a whole 15 seconds, that thing had you under the weather, huh?
Yeah, it took me about a minute to recover. There's another way to phrase exceeding his authority. And that proper way to say exceeding their authority is the authority never existed. It doesn't exist. They want us to believe that they have some sort of authority to issue these orders and mandates. It's just absurd. I read an article recently online about the New York City, the public health officer has issued this order, okay, that all these businesses now and all the people in the city and so on and so forth. And, of course, it means nothing. It's an absolute zero, okay? It's a nothing burger. But it's the same as this, so-called COVID hoax. I will give you the latest update on the COVID right now. I figure we should start doing a weekly COVID report. And here it is. It's still a fraud. Okay, it's the virus that never was. And never mind that they, you know, all kinds of people, including the CDC, have said they haven't isolated the virus. It's still dangerous. And, you know, the variants of the virus that they've never isolated are still extremely contagious and, you know, won't stop these local radio stations who I occasionally listen to telling us that we need to get our shots for the winter. I heard one the other day. Some of these things are sponsored by the California Department of Health, and others it just seems like it's a PR from the station. And I hate their guts, because whenever I hear it, I just feel like I want to just go and, you know, do a They Live type of raid on the TV broadcast or the radio broadcast. They actually said the other day, get your booster and make yourself strong for the winter. I kid you not. So imagine that.
I don't know, right? What's worse.
What do you
that
mean
or,
by make myself strong? You
I don't
mean,
know what's worse.
You mean
that
die?
Telling, well, of course, the children are going to become superheroes when they take the shot. So that, you know, they the children have one up on the adults.
Yeah, make myself strong.
Yeah, we are with your sound. We are just getting a little bit of like an echo sound. I mean, are you on an earpiece or a speakerphone? It would sound better.
No. Well, I'm on speaker.
Yeah, I think I don't know. Maybe it is the speakerphone that's doing it. I mean,
it's off speaker now. How's that?
Yeah, that's better. I mean, ideally, I always just recommend just earphones for people, you know, earbuds, just talking directly into the phone. It's always sounds much better, you know, if you could.
Right. Well, I generally like to have it on speakerphone so I don't have to hold the phone up to my ear to hear you.
Well, no, that's what I mean. Just... Yeah, the headphones allow you to not get that radiation right next to your ear. But you don't get any echo feedback whatsoever, a little less echo. But no, it sounds
maybe,
good now.
Maybe it was the room I was in.
Possibly. Yeah, okay, maybe that was it.
But, how is this? I'm back on speakerphone now. Is this any better?
No, it's always better without the speakerphone. I mean, if you do have earbuds, you could grab that lying around somewhere. You could plug in, you know, discorded earbuds so that you don't have to have it up to your ear but without speakerphone. I would always prefer that if you wouldn't mind. It will have much better sound. But
so what else do you want to know?
Well, you know, I mean, there was a lot of little updating we could give people on other topics. I mean, of course, there's beating of war drums with Russia. It's a convenient distraction for the economy and the mandates having pushback. I mean, there are so many places now, though, that just because of how many employees they would lose, they're backing off even before these halts to the mandates. And that these are things they don't want in the news cycle. So, of course, you know, beating the war drums is a nice distraction. They don't want you to hear about Jussie Smollett in his case, you know, so they need a distraction from things like that as well. What's going on with Mr. Rittenhouse? We heard... Of course, there were protests that he shouldn't be allowed at Arizona State University any further, even though he's just an online enrollment with his classes. But evidently that's being rejected by Arizona State University. They're going to allow Kyle to continue to be an online-based student enrolled there. So I guess we just have these small victories, right? Like these federal judges against mandates or a win for Kyle.
What I object to the most, I mean, it is, in my opinion, a lot of distraction, but this notion that we need some, you know, man in a black robe to tell us something that's essentially should be known by the vast majority of adults. I mean, even, in my opinion, high school age students for sure should know the basics of law, even as corrupt as it is, and there's no doubt about that. Just the idea that... you know, we need a decision, a ruling, you know, a man to tell us that, oh, yeah, you know, that nobody can make you, okay, take a medical treatment, okay? Nobody can require you to receive, especially an experimental medical treatment to access a business or to purchase food or to go to a restaurant and eat. It's absurd beyond belief. And I think a lot of it is indeed theater. I don't believe any of the numbers they're saying. I read an article the other day about Belgium and how Belgium 84% of the people are vaccinated and, you know, they have rising COVID numbers. It's all bull. I just don't buy it. And I'm willing to be wrong, okay? I got a whole history in my life of willing to be wrong, and I don't believe any of the numbers that you see, okay? Especially when they're talking about, like, 70 and 80% in some states or some countries. I think it's all nonsense. And in my opinion, it's like a the animals in the wild trying to make themselves look better, the peacock, you know, fluffing up all his feathers to make you think that he's something other than not. And it reminds me of the very well-known quote that Hitler said about, you know, the whole rotten structure will come down with a good kick. So that's the way I'm looking at it. It's unfortunate some people are believing it, buying into it. I know there's people that are getting shot. And I know there's people that are still wearing masks and actually believe. Otherwise, why would they, you know, continue to walk around outdoors? They're not near anybody, but they're walking around outside with a mask. I still see that. And the only reason they would do that is because they're afraid and they believe. And okay, let them. Nothing I can do to stop it.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, those of us who know better, for the most part, are not needing it. To hear anything from anyone to actually convince us to do what is right, to stand up for our freedoms, to understand the dangers of these shots. Maybe a few people are getting converted in this process. You know, I mean, before these mandates came around, they didn't research any of it, even so-called traditional vaccines and the dangers of the past and the false success stories of prior eras with them in that regard. And now, are realizing just how much of a danger there is. But I think that there aren't that many, you know. I mean, most go along to get along and have this herd mentality and aren't critical thinkers, individual thinkers. They need someone whom they can establish as who they identify with, who can think, do the thinking and decision-making for them. And then they'll just stand behind them. And if they can find someone other than Fauci who's against shots to stand behind, that's fine, but they're not going to think for themselves. Unfortunately, that's most of the population from what I see.
I would say that's very well put, actually.
And so, on an individual level, we can have hope then, you know, but on a collective level, I mean, it seems pretty dim. And the amount of thought out there from the population is dim. That's just the problem. You know, they're too easy to manipulate most people. I don't know. What will the future be like? Two generations from now, will we have little pockets of people who actually still think for themselves, perhaps, who survive? And most of the population of most nations will be similar to the like films like Idiocracy? I don't know. What do you think? I mean, will intelligence survive?
Based upon what we can see with the size of the demonstrations in you know, Europe and Australia, I think that the pockets will be quite large. I see this thing ultimately as failing, but again, I could be wrong, and I got a whole life history of a willingness to be wrong, but I can't see it. They're going to continue, there's no doubt about it. I mean, the media campaign, and that's where it's all coming from. I saw a great one-panel cartoon the other day, and I think the title of it was How We Catch these COVID Variants. And it just showed a guy sitting in front of the television, and from the TV was a stream of these viruses, you know, the virus illustrations, all they are, and they were going directly into his head. He basically had an open skull, and the viruses were streaming directly from the TV into his brain. And that's really the only way you can end with a great cartoon. It said everything with just, one picture, I think. And, you know, again, I still hear people, kind of makes me irritated, but what can I do about it, right? I still hear people, regular people that are against this charade, but they still believe that viruses, you can catch them, and that we need all these other treatments.
We have a break. First break. We'll be right back, folks.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Are back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with my Wednesday co-host, Paul in California. I couldn't remember the name earlier when I mentioned Blacklisted News and the article from it. That gentleman used to broadcast here on RBN, Doug Owen, I believe it was. I'm not sure why he stopped doing shows, the terms he left on her, but yeah, it's a good source. I do refer to the website for a lot of good articles, repostings from elsewhere and their own. But yeah, no. So you mentioned, yeah, people will continue to get these shots and the boosters, Paul. Now we have a couple callers lining up, but I mean, did you want to finish your thought from before the break?
Well, sure. What I wanted to just finish say was something I've said many times, and I'll say it again, and maybe it'll be a little different way. But the thing that's very frustrating to me is after all this time, so many people that are on our side. I mean, I can mention some names like Del Bigtree, Mike Adams. There's many hosts on this network, on Revolution Radio and so forth. And they're still talking about transmission, okay? And they're still talking about, you know, the fact that, well, the virus is very mild and there's hardly any symptoms. And it's all ridiculous nonsense, okay? I mean, I heard the other day somebody was saying about, well, you know, the bacteria, they can multiply, but the virus needs a host, and they have to be inside your cell to replicate. And, of course, that's nonsense. It's never been proven, okay? And I've seen now at least 10 to 15 different videos, various lengths of many different people debunking this notion that viruses somehow, you know, hijack a cellular mechanism and replicate inside our cells and somehow cause us illness. It's just absurd. It's nonsense. So I just think this whole notion has got to be destroyed, because this is the only thing that causes people to think that there's anything at all. And I think the best thing for the average person to get in their head is there is zero to be afraid of. And that doesn't mean they're not trying to poison us. I mean, I don't know what kind of viruses are infecting us, but apparently these viruses require graphene oxide, graphene hydroxide, all kinds of nanotechnology to take care of them. And,
well,
know,
I don't
so
know.
Some
people argue that it's difficult to prove whether the graphene oxide is actually in them, questioning the people who are fed that information, even if they have good intentions. I mean, I don't know. It seems hard even to prove that the nature of viruses and disease, like you described. And I've been open-minded here, and I can see that it may be what is actually the case, but it seems very difficult to convince the masses of too many pieces of information at once, especially if they've been deceived. They've been deceived for a century by synthetic pharmaceutical big pharma agendas and everything that comes along with that. You know, I don't know.
It's interesting how
the simple fact that, like, the South African, we have some people who, even with the Omicron claim, you know, said that, oh, well, that's more mild. And at least what the traditional claims are is that things through evolution to survive, they don't kill the host. They become maybe more contagious, often more contagious.
It's nothing.
But less deadly. So that would be, this is going against what they told us everything else does to suit their agenda. Even if they were lying prior, they're lying opposite their prior lies to fit this agenda, is my point with the Omicron claim being more deadly or something. It's just ridiculous. It's easy to poke holes in them without even trying to wake people up to things.
Forget about poking holes. I've covered it so many times on this show. I don't know what else I can say. I'm not alone.
Oh, no, I know. I mean, we're in the minority in a lot of ways, you know, at this station.
Yeah, you know what? I don't really care about any of that, okay? The bottom line is this. There is nothing now, nothing before, and nothing later, okay? It's all BS. They made it up. There's no other way to look at it, and you have dozens of people. John Rappaport, right? Thomas Cohen, Andrew Kaufman, Stefan Lenka, Robert Young. I don't know why you could say anything about the graphene oxide claim, because they've shown it. I've seen presentations, hour-plus-long presentations by Robert Young and others showing, this is what it is, this is what it looks like.
I do have a lot of respect for John Rappaport. I have trouble believing that he's some sort of controlled opposition on this topic of this, you know what I mean? But, you know, we do have some callers here, but I see where the break is about to come on. I mean, we could start a caller and take you through the break. Charles in Florida. Hello, Charles. What did you want to add, sir?
Hey, Richard and Paul. I've been listening to Dr. Robert Malone, interview with Archbishop Vigano. It's on LifeSite News. They are saying it's not so much the virus, it's a totalitarian system being set up.
I believe that.
Using the excuse of, they said, well, they'll shift it to environmental or anything else
to have an excuse
for a global totalitarian evil state.
You're right about that, and they're already trying to bring in climate change in the midst of this before any steam gets lost in this regard. We'll hold you through the break, Charles, and we'll also let Paul respond to you. Stick around, folks.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And we are back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with my Wednesday co-host, Paul, in California. And we're on the line with Charles in Florida. And Charles, you know, I would give a response a bit further before turning it over to Paul. As far as this totalitarian centralization, this control objective, I would agree with you. That it is first and foremost. And there is an economic factor regarding the timing and the future plans, which is intricate to this as well. And I think the social credit score, the digital transition of more and more things in our daily lives that we depend on from this centralized system is part of it. There are a couple quotes I took down of John Stadmiller right around the time I started broadcasting here, 2020 of... like late summer of 2020, after we've already had lockdowns to deal with, but not yet any shots out there being pushed on people. He mentioned one good quote, "The line must be drawn here and no further." And then another one I was quite fond of at the time and took down, It's about control rather than about money. That John stated, it was like August of 2020. It's about control rather than about money. And yeah, because I've heard a lot of people talking about how it's all about the money. Well, yeah, that can, a lot of the middlemen are persuaded and, on board because of the incentives, including economic incentives and also little perks for their position.
Population control.
Yeah. There is the artificial scarcity and the agenda 21.
Mike Rivera believes it's just money. It's population control. It's global control.
No, Michael recognizes that. Maybe earlier on, Michael was saying that it was maybe mostly about the money with the pharmaceutical companies. But Michael's come around a bit after seeing just how relentless ignoring health and safety when it doesn't suit these purposes is blatant. Michael's very careful about, what he reports as a journalist, and we respect that. We need more of that out there in that regard. Paul hasn't had an opportunity to respond to the topic you bring up, though. Paul in California, what do you have to say to Charles? I mean, surely you have stated the same. It is about control and totalitarian centralization.
Well, yeah, I mean, all these things.
Well, mass culling. But, it's culling, too, a mass culling of the human race.
Paul, you agree with that, right?
At this point, it's already been said hundreds and hundreds of times. To me, I'm sorry. I just got to tell you the whole thing. I'm bored with it. I'm done with it. It's like I'm at the point now where it's like, okay, I want to get together with people, want to do something about it, or just like forget about it, move on. Work on my own life. All we do is talk about it. All we can do is not take the vaccine and not go along, and the others that are going along with it. Whatever fate befalls them, it's not me. I did them no wrong. The thing that's frustrating to me, as I was trying to mention before, is this whole idea of this virus being, transmissible and contagious, and, you're going to get it from other people or from surfaces. It should have just been dealt with so long ago. There's so much information now out there than there was a year ago or two. And the idea that people still think some way, shape, or form that viruses, quote, exist, which is, debatable. It just depends what you label them, or that they cause disease. I can't stand it anymore. I can't stand hearing people talk about it. And, hence my impatience earlier, which I, apologize for, but you just will not get me to believe it. Okay. I'm done with it. I left it behind probably the better part of a year ago. Once I started reading what mainline sources, mainstream, medical, sites and other places were saying about it. I just knew a lot of it wasn't true. It's just an excuse. I mean, here's the way that I've come at it before, and you've heard me say such things. If there really was a virus that they could engineer in a lab and release it, they would just do it and let it do its work, and they wouldn't tell us about it, okay? There isn't. That's why they want to inject them, okay? That's it. The bottom line is they're using the virus as an excuse to wreck us economically, take away our freedoms, and inject us with poisons, and get us to accept the idea that we need to be injected with poisons on a regular basis, ongoing into the future, so that we can do whatever it is we normally would do without them letting us, do it. In other words, we don't need their permission. It's kind of like the guy that puts the line in the sand and says, cross that line. Okay, well, I'm crossing it. Now he's going to make another line. That's what they do. That's all this is. It basically comes down to when and how we are going to stand up and take action and fight these people. And it's already happening. You see it in European cities where they're getting down to it. They just need to go further. In my opinion, these people that are running the media and that have their puppets in place in government, they will not quit. They will not quit as long as people are going along with it.
I agree. And you make a lot of very rational, logical statements. The way you phrase things, I find it quite effective. And I agree with so much of that. Charles, we have a couple other callers, and I appreciate your input.
Okay. Well, I wanted to point out that Dr. Malone is the creator of the mRNA, and he created it, and he says, don't use it.
It's not intended to use for diagnostic purposes. And then we have people out there, even people calling into the station, trying to debate that and make assumptions when convenient that, oh, well, the medical community as a whole couldn't have been fooled into using this if there weren't some.
Yeah, Karen Mullis said that it was on BitChute.
Yeah.
Mullis is the creator of the mRNA. Not mRNA.
Guys are crazy talking over each other.
Yeah. And we have a couple other callers, too.
Go ahead.
I always appreciate your call. Always appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
John in Tennessee, thank you for holding. Sir, what's on your mind?
Hello, Richard. Hello, Paul.
Hey, John.
I want to bring you both up to date on a couple video games by the name of Omicron that you may or may not be aware of. But before I do, Paul, I want to let you know what I seen yesterday. In Nashville, Tennessee, 29 degrees out. Woman walking down the street, shorts, tank top, no coat, sandals, and a mask. So apparently afraid of COVID, but not afraid of pneumonia. So that's an indication of where we're at, okay?
Unbelievable.
Now, are you familiar with the games called Omicron that Microsoft came out with one in 1999 and Atari in 2013, two first-person games called Omicron. Were you aware of those?
No,
I've never been a gamer.
Okay, well, if you look at the Microsoft Windows game Omicron 1999, using the voice and image of David Bowie, no less, the description talks about Ashtaroth battling for the souls of men, and you've got to enter the game to try and save men's souls because Ashtaroth is trying to steal them. That's Bill Gates' version. Atari, 2013, the premise of the game is that there's a mutant virus that's runaway that's quickly mutating, and you've got to become one of the elements, earth, wind, fire, and air, and be miniaturized and enter the virus to be able to fight it. Is that not predictive programming and maybe an explanation why this strain is called Omicron? Because they're battling. According to Joe Biden, when he was running for president, he said, we are in a battle for the soul of this nation. They're battling for men's souls, and they're using occult practices to do it. By the way, Latin, Omicron in Latin. Latin is also called the dead language. Your thoughts?
Absolutely fascinating. I believe I did recall seeing something like that in a video title or an article. I didn't watch. Excuse me, watch or read it, or pursue it. But there's a. If you look at this from a spiritual or religious point of view, it's clear that this is the devil's work, and the devil wants you to take his shot. So, but of course, he's using man. Obviously, I mean, it's just one of those things where I don't know where I fall out. As I mentioned before, I was born and raised Catholic, and I'm not sure what to make on it. I don't have all the answers, but here's what I do know: is there may be indeed spiritual and dark forces. But they're taking the form of, a needle, okay, and a liquid. So
which is pharmakia, and a pharmacist is actually, when you define the word pharmacist, it's a poisoner. So when you go to the pharmacist, you're going to the poisoner to give you something to make you feel better, but they're not allowed to heal. They're just allowed to poison, alter DNA, and bring about a slow death. By covering symptoms. Richard, have you got any thoughts on what I said?
I don't have anything to add, but I know I can appreciate the significance of the connections that you make there.
All right. Well, I appreciate it as well. Thank you for letting me get it out. If anyone wants information, just go to eBay and look up the game and read the description.
And by the way,
unreal.
Your voice reminds me just a little bit of Burl Ives. I don't know if anybody's ever told you that.
Oh, thanks a lot. I'm just an old guy, man, but thank you. Pearl Ives. Okay. I got to check him out. He may not be a good guy.
No, no, he's at the compliment. Thank you. Pearl Ives, yeah.
I'm just an old guy that lost his voice when he was 12, sang upper soprano, and when he got it back, he was a bass. I don't know. All right. Take care, fellas.
All right. Thank you, John.
Yeah, good call. Bye. Thank you. Appreciate your call, your input. Stephen Douglas Whitener. Hello, sir.
Hi, Richard. Paul, how are you guys? Good to hear you. And hey. Burl Ives. Yeah, I think he did Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, didn't he? And Frosty the Snowman back when I was a little kid. Yeah.
Yeah,
I had not noticed that, but now that you mention it, yeah. Okay, I wanted to give all the listeners to Richard's show first a plug for your interview with Andrew Carrington Hitchcock I listened to earlier today, Richard. That was fascinating. It was a really good listen. Any fans or listeners of this show would very much enjoy to listen to that podcast. So I wanted to give that a plug, too. And, yes, Paul, I definitely would go down that rabbit hole with you to where this is all just made up. I believe that we've been lied to since all the way back to Pasteur with the germ and the terrain theory, where he's supposed to have said on his deathbed that the germ is nothing, the terrain is everything. He was wrong to send that message to his rival and all of those, the science that was taking place at the time. What we really need is a return to science. We need to do some real scientific research instead of just for-profit development, research and development for profit. We need some pure science done. That's gone these days. It's completely been purchased. There's billions of dollars to try to sell this clot shot to children who don't want it, don't need it. But there's not any dollars to do an autopsy of some of the people who were killed by this vaccine. I saw a presentation, a doctor, I don't remember his name, was doing, and he made that statement that the very first autopsy after I don't know how many thousands of people had been killed by these shots, that they did one autopsy on them, and he did a presentation on that. And there's no dollars to research this or to learn the truth, because this is their final solution, basically. It's an existential war. If we allow, it's not just the shot, but the vaccine passport. If we allow them to attach an ID to us that's identifiable everywhere in this big tech grid, there will never be a way to fight back again. There will be no way to organize anything. And we're very close to that point. If we give in to that, this fight is over. People cannot let a requirement for a vaccine passport come into to being. The way they're trying to do it, as you quoted in New York with the mandates and these public health officials, if they can make you, you'll have to get permission for everything you do, to get on the bus, to go in to this store, to go to this doctor. Now we have a freedom in the West that we have gotten used to, that we can do, unless the law specifically bans us from doing something when it comes to force, fraud, or theft. Yeah, those things are outlawed, but other than that, you can do pretty much what you want and you're able to do. That's how we were raised. If we allow this tyranny to come into place, it will never be gone. I mean, can I actually look back at my ancestors who fought for this freedom and say, oh, it's going to die with me? Look at all the descendants I'm going to have who are going to live under this tyranny that I let this freedom die with me? No, we're not going to do that. People who listen to this network are not going to go down without a fight. That I can guarantee you.
Well, here, maybe we can skip the last break if you could, Julie. Stick around, Stephen. Paul, let's hear your feedback.
I second all those thoughts and sentiments. Who wouldn't second all those thoughts and sentiments when you really think about it? Except
really?
For these
yeah.
brainwashed
some
true violent believers.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you, but that's exactly right. You have to be gaslit from birth, as Tom Rogers has talked about, said, I think that was Monday when he was on with Richard. He said that people have been gaslit from birth, and all of our ancestors were gaslit from birth. And, he said it goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden, I suppose, that we've been gaslit from birth, believing that we are something that we are not.
I will
spark of light in us. Yeah, go ahead, please. Let me shut up.
I will tell you,
I will tell you, based, you know, what you've said and what I've thought about this thing looking forward, you know, the one thing I do fear is sort of in many ways what, you know, I think is necessary, and I think in many ways it's what they want, which is more destruction. I think that if they continue yes. trying to implement this sort of tyranny, there's going to be a lot of, you know, busted down, looted, you know, and burned out stores. I really do think that's what's coming. And I think that's part of their agenda also. I know that these people, they're not stupid. They're deviously, you know, deviously. They're deviously evil, right? And they think things through, and you know that they have an idea what the consequences are going to be. So I'm sure that, you know, it's part of their, shall we say, plan. It's unfortunate, yeah. but the thing is these business owners, that are, the government can't implement this. That's the thing people have to, you know, realize by now. I mean, the New York city mayor and the health officer and all these, you know, these governors and so health people given dictates, that doesn't work. There's nobody there, but they're counting on retailers to enforce them, right? They're counting on restaurants. That's going to, you know, be bad for them. So it's just
they're counting on people to comply. I agree. That's what it comes down to. I heard Mark Collette and Patrick talking back and forth about how, you know, they said, Mark was saying that this could be fault, that we just don't comply. You know, you don't bring your smartphone in. If they ask you for the QR code, you say, well, I don't have a smartphone, or you just don't go along with it. But if, and we can do that now. We can resist in that manner now. And the businesses are the ones who really, like you said, really need to stand up to this. And we need to red pill these businesses and go in and say, look, you don't have to do that. If they say, where's your mask? Or say, I don't have to wear that. I know you've been doing that for over a year. You've been talking about going into businesses and telling people that, hey, you know, you really don't have to wear that if you don't want to. It's not required. And people, a lot of times, will take it off and say, man, I knew this thing was bogus, didn't you? And it's surprising how many people out there, once you engage with them, really don't think this thing is real either, that they're starting to see. Normies are starting to wake up to this. And I think that may be why they're ramping up the war talk this week, you know, that so many people are starting to wake up and fight back, and some good news is coming out about this, that they want to distract from it, and, you know, war, you know, nukes, here it comes, fear, anything to distract us. I think that's what's going on this week as well. But hey,
I don't really have any real fear of war with Russia. I don't think it's going to happen.
No. I think that it's being built up and played to distract, and there's an agenda behind it all. And the worst thing about Russia is that Putin goes along with this whole agenda, with the whole shot agenda. It seems like all the countries, they have been bought by the globalists. You know, they've been sold out. It goes all the way back to yesterday, 80 years ago at Pearl Harbor. The world changed irrevocably for the worse. And it was because, and we lost that war. We lost World War II, and we're paying for the consequences now by us. I mean, the Western world. And if we allow them to make this change with the digital passport, then the world will never be the same. People have got to stop. I mean, the tyranny that started that day, that on Pearl Harbor, when they brought us into that bad war, that evil war, it either stops with us or they finish the job with us. That's what it's come down to. We will either stop that and turn it back around, or, you know, they'll just finish taking over the whole planet. I heard some guys, I don't know exactly who it was, that were talking about the Newfoundland conference when Roosevelt and Churchill met off the coast of Nova Scotia and had a totally illegal planning session for how they were going to fight the war together. This was like in August of 41, before Pearl Harbor. And so it was basically an illegal declaration of war with a foreign power. And, you know, they goaded Japan into attacking Pearl Harbor. And once they did that, that was like Roosevelt's fourth New Deal. He got the 11 to 12 million unemployed were inducted into the armed forces, and it saved his economy. And, you know, when everything else fails, these people take us to war. So that may be their fallback plan. I agree, but I think you're right that it won't come to that. So they've already taken over these countries. Any war would just be to either wipe us out and finish the job, or, you know, further some other agenda. I don't fear it either at this point. Not the way I did in my 20s when I kept looking over my shoulder expecting the missiles to fly with the Soviet Union, and we were all, you know, fire on warning and all that. That was a scary time. But now the technology has gotten so scary. Hypersonic missiles that can fly around the Earth twice and shoot a missile at hypersonic speed while it's flying at hypersonic, that's just sci-fi stuff. So if there was a war, it'd be the end.
Mm-hmm. Well, here, let's hear from Paul. After all that you've mentioned, a lot to react to. We only have a couple minutes left. Paul, your thoughts on all that?
Well, you know, it's hard to disagree with most of that. I was listening to Stormfront this morning in the last few days, and they talked about that viewpoint of yes. the way the world has fallen, and it's more or less accurate to my way of thinking. Again, going back to what you said, though, we have to stop complying and obeying. There will still be plenty of people that will, but there's also going to be a lot of people that won't, and those numbers are growing, and obviously that's a good thing. So, all I can say is just don't believe anything that you see or hear, and, mostly do the opposite, and you're in pretty good shape as a rule.
Good advice. And
perhaps the X-Files, trust no one, couldn't hurt. Validate for yourself, do your own research, be a critical thinker, you know, no matter how much you might relate to someone the next day
than
Fauci.
And by the way, just quickly on that, Richard, you've said that a lot, and I can't agree more with that sentiment, because, you know, there's only so much you can get from, you know, reading and listening. You have to come to these conclusions in your mind. You have to work things out, and you got to trust it. And I really do believe most people, unfortunately, don't trust their own mind enough. And it really does. Your mind and the universal consciousness will provide answers if you think about it.
Great point. I want to plug that podcast of yours with Andrew Carrington Hitchcock again, Richard. That was great listening this morning. And any of the listeners to this show would very much enjoy that. And let me thank you again for taking the call, and I'll jump off. Thanks very much, fellas. Have a great week.
Thank you, Paul. A lot of great points you make, Stephen. And then thank you to Paul in California. Great show again, Paul. We covered as much as is worth covering, you know, in the tradition of those who started before the internet, you know, with a shortwave radio. But we need to continue informing those who are looking for information themselves, who are actively, trying to exist beyond this control structure.
Well, thanks. Thanks again for having me. Sorry that was a little difficult with the phone, and same old story.
Well, it's always good to have people like yourself on board. Yeah, always appreciate your contributions. Enjoy the rest of your week, sir.
Yeah, we'll talk again soon. Thank you, Richard.
All right, and thank you to all the listeners. Thanks for listening. Stick around for Patrick Slattery with National Bugle Radio. Please support RBN, folks. We really do need your help. And you can go to our donate page, republicbroadcasting.org, with more information, or call for more information on that. We will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue, and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed, and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.